Yeah, I was assigned to Butte. I taught in Chicago for just like a year, a little over a year, and then was assigned to Butte, which meant you came out by train, and I was just so impressed with in those times, you wore this veil and white thing around your head and all of this. And I remember standing out on the back of the little observation car, the Milwaukee, once we got past Bozeman, and I saw all these mountains. And I just stood out there and just, I was so excited. By the time I got to Butte, all the soot, I think, had come around and landed on all this white stuff. So I was a sight when I got off. But anyway, and I remember, oh my, this must be like 1949, 1950. And there were people to meet the train, and I can remember the route we took down Montana Street, and well, maybe I don't remember it as well, but I remember we went down Montana Street, and then probably we went over, got to Cobbin, and headed over out to St. Anne's, where I was going to teach. And there was nothing past the old Quonset hut. That was just beyond the convent. It was all just prairie and sagebrush, and you could walk straight, across over to the railroad tracks. And so I settled into the life of teaching.